You are listening to Baseball Zealot Radio.
Okay, welcome to the show. My name is Tom Elsoppen, and I'm coming to you from Urbana, Illinois. Today we have Teddy Ballgame, and Teddy, you're in, down there in the Sunshine State, watching some, Grapefruit League baseball, is that right?
Yeah, I can't believe baseball's already started.
Oh, me either.
With the weather you guys are having in the Midwest.
Oh, I can't believe it either. What's it like down there?
Well, yesterday it was, that was March 1st, and it was in the mid-80s.
Oh, man.
And today it dipped down to the mid-70s, so we're roughing it a bit today.
Oh, yeah, it sounds like it.
yesterday I went over to Dunedin, Florida, and I saw the Blue Jays play the Red Sox. And before the game started, Mickey Carroll, an original munchkin from the Wizard of Oz. He's 87 years old, still following the yellow brick road.
Wow.
He threw out the first pitch.
Holy cow.
And it was really neat. He gets out to the mound, and the first thing he's got the sport coat on, and he takes off his sport coat and puts it down on the ground, and he's going through all the motions, looking in for a sign, and quite a character.
So the question did they give him credits at the end, though?
Yes. But believe it or not, after I saw him throw out the first pitch, I picked up the USA Today the next day,
right,
and there's an article about Mickey Carroll and how he's a lifelong St. Louis Cardinals fan.
There you go.
And he met Dizzy Dean, and he's really good friends with Ozzie Smith, and a real big baseball fan. Getting back to my adventure in Dunedin, though, on March 1st, Dunedin's one of the oldest ballparks still in existence in the Grapefruit League. A lot of the towns down here have had to ante up with new ballparks.
Right.
Otherwise, the teams end up either going to different towns.
That's what I've been hearing, yeah.
Some of the teams are going out to Arizona.
Yeah, I know the Dodgers have, yeah.
Yeah, the Dodgers and also the Cleveland Indians are also going back out to Arizona. I don't know if they're going out there next year, but the girl who sang the national anthem and the Canadian national anthem is an American Idol fame person. She, I guess, was
one of the runner-ups.
Her name is Melissa McGee.
Okay.
And
see, my daughter would know her.
So right.
I wouldn't, but I'm not sure my daughter would.
I said it to a couple of Idol fans, and they're like, oh, yeah, Melissa. I'm like, oh, whatever. Anyway, she did have to use crib notes on the Canadian anthem.
Right.
But she handled the U.S. anthem without much of a problem.
Okay, didn't botch that one. Okay, that's good.
No, didn't botch that one, but she did have crib notes on the Canadian national anthem.
Yeah, she's got to learn.
You know, one of the great things about preseason baseball is not only do you see a lot of characters, you're able to get up close and personal to the players. The players are a lot more laid back, and you also see a lot more characters at the ballpark. For example, out in Dunedin, they've got this beer vendor who is infamous. He can yell louder than the loudspeaker. Yeah, I mean the announcer. And one of his catchphrases is, if you can't catch a ball, catch a buzz. and the fans love him, you know.
Oh,
he even sings the seventh inning stretch. He sings Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Oh, that's funny.
So yeah, the guy's like a folk hero out there. But getting a little bit, let's talk a little bit about baseball.
Sure, why not? This is the Baseball Zealot Radio ever.
Exactly, right. What are we talking about?
Yeah, what are we talking about?
Singers from Idol?
Yeah, come on.
The Wizard of Oz? No, baseball.
Baseball.
Roy Halladay took the hill for the Blue Jays, and he was the winning pitcher, 4-1 over the Boston Red Sox.
How many innings did he actually pitch?
I believe he went 2.
Okay, nice win there.
He did go 2 innings.
Okay.
But in spring training, that all you have to do is leave with your team winning, okay, and they give you the win.
Right.
So Aaron Hill hit a two-run homer over the left field wall.
All right.
For the Blue Jays. And the Red Sox, they were on the road, and they only brought four major league players. They brought Willie Mopeña, Eric Hinsky, Justin Pedroia, who's going to be their second baseman, and Alex Cora. But other than that, no Matt Tsukasa, no anybody.
I heard that Matt Tsukasa's pitching tonight. Is that correct?
Yes, yes. March 2nd, he's making his debut. And I ran into a Red Sox scout at today's game named John Sanders, and he was telling me that Dice K is starting tonight for the Red Sox. Right. So, but yesterday, March 1st, only four Red Sox players made it for, you know, for the opener against Toronto.
Right.
I guess they didn't want to travel on the bus. And it was funny. Here I am, the Japanese media. I ran into him when I'm picking up my ticket at will call, some Japanese media people, and I'm trying to sound a little bit knowledgeable,
right,
and I'm thinking, oh, Toronto, oh, they're here to see Tomooka. So I go, oh, Tomooka, and they kind of nod and smile, and then I get in the ballpark, and I'm like, wait a minute, they're playing the Red Sox. They're here to see Dice Gate.
Of course.
I wasn't there. So I did save my... But at first I was like, oh no, here I am seeing Tomooka, and they're probably here to see Dice K. But Dice K wasn't there, so they were there to see Tomooka, so I looked good at
it. There you go.
In
retrospect, you were...
or whatever. So, anyway, yesterday was a beautiful day out at the ballpark. What day isn't?
What day isn't in Florida, right?
You're exactly.
Well, and I guess Hurricane Andrew, but okay, anyway.
What's that?
Oh, I guess Hurricane Andrew would be a good example.
Oh, right. Day two, though, today I went out to Bright House Field in Clearwater, Florida.
Sure.
And the wind was blowing a gust out. It was like batting practice. The guys were teeing off. One guy that didn't need help from the wind, you might have heard of him. His name is Ryan Howard. Yeah.
Right.
He caught a ball on his bat and drove it over the center field scoreboard today. It must have been about 460. So,
did I hear correctly that he got signed for an ungodly amount of what, $900,000? Is that right?
Wait. 900 what?
1,000.
Yeah, he's...
That's amazing that they got away with just giving him just that amount for 1 year.
He's
just
way overpaid for... Yeah, I mean, he might be good someday.
I realize he's a third-year third-year player. I guess they have to give him... They can't give him that much. But, boy, I tell you, what a steal, huh?
Oh, when his payday comes up...
Yeah.
You know, in this respect... Fantasy baseball is a lot like real baseball because a lot of fantasy owners also have Ryan Howard signed to a long-term contract at a discount price.
Exactly.
So, I mean, someday they're going to have to come up with a scratch. But I saw him on Real Sports with Bryant Gumbel. I think it's Bryant. Or is it Greg? One of the Gumbels.
Right.
But his parents were on there, too. And Ryan Howard's mother gives him an allowance.
Oh, seriously? That's hilarious.
Yes.
That's funny.
And the Gumbel guy goes, you do realize, Mrs. Howard, that your son is probably the only MVP in the history of the game who gets an allowance from his mother.
Oh, that's funny.
She says, oh, no, I'm sure there are others, but maybe they just don't want to let that out to the media.
Right.
He says, no, I really think your son's the only one.
And meanwhile, Howard probably turned into the reddest flat guy out there.
Well, one of the funniest things about Howard is they were talking about, are you going to get this hot car? Are you going to do this? What are you going to do with, blah, 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 all this money and everything? He goes, you know, he goes, I don't know about a lot of other guys, but he says, my mom gets all over me when my cell phone, when I go over the minutes on my cell phone.
Have you heard him interviewed by himself?
Oh, what a great guy.
He really is. And I love hearing him being interviewed.
Not hard, but real down to earth,
right.
Real humble.
I'd like to see more of him, you know, in the majors
right
now.
Yeah. Great guy. Brett Myers was on the hill today for the Phillies, and he did let up a couple of home runs, but he had a lot on his fastball. And, you know, a lot of times these guys are just getting their work in, throwing the ball up there, and the Indians only brought three major leaguers. They only brought Casey Blake, Jason Michaels, and Andy Marte. Those were the only three that they ended up bringing. They had a bunch of minor leaguers out there, and this is the 61st year, consecutive year, that the Phillies have trained at Clearwater.
Right, okay.
And I guess there's only one team in baseball, maybe the Dodgers at Vero Beach.
Right, this would be their last
year,
right?
That have been longer.
Uh-huh.
Maybe if anybody comes up with it, we can put that out on
right.
The baseball
yeah,
ballot.
Definitely. Yeah,
see if anybody knows what team has actually trained longer than the Phillies. But the Phillies, this was their 61st year.
That's amazing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, training at Clearwater. So anyway, these are my first two Grapefruit League games. I've got four more to go down in Florida.
So,
and then I'll be home in Chicago for a week, getting a little reality check
right.
Before I head out to the Cactus League. So I'll give you a little report there as well. But I'll give you a rundown, you know, on what I see down here. Before I sign off here, the one guy that I want to make mention of is there's a guy named Shane Victorino, who was a rookie last year with the Phillies.
Phillies, yeah.
Got his feet wet. Had a really good year.
Right.
But this year coming up, I think with him batting between Jimmy Rollins, Chase Utley, and Ryan Howard following them, he's batting in the number two slot. He's going to have a breakout season.
Yeah, I have my eye on him. I really do.
I have
an open outfield spot on my APA team, and I have my eye on him to fill that. And he looks to be me to be. He's a very good fielder. I think he has he can hit for average. He's got some speed, right? Is that correct, then?
Oh yeah,
definitely has some speed.
He's
I play center field, right?
Power. Pardon?
He plays center.
He plays right on the Phillies.
Oh, he does.
They
okay.
Still have Aaron Rowan.
All right, that's what
they
so got.
So Rowan is in center, but he's playing right field, and Pat Burrell's out in left.
Yeah, well, that's the only place they can put him in.
Yeah, Shane is a real hustler.
Right.
And he gets a base hit, and he's halfway to second on a routine single.
Right.
So the guy is a real hustler. The Philly fans love him.
Right.
So
one question, Ted. We're
sure.
You're mentioning that a lot of these players that you're watching now are minor league players because most of the major league players haven't made it down to spring training quite yet. What is the quality, the overall quality of the games you're watching? Because of that, and also because, you know, these are actually literally the first games of the year. These players have not played together for, you know, five, six months now.
You know, I really don't think the players care whether they win or lose.
Right.
I think it's all about getting good at bat,
hitting
the ball hard, not getting injured,
right.
And also getting their work in as pitchers.
So,
you know,
it's more like a warm-up. Getting
right.
Almost like a practice game in a way. Just getting warmed up, getting the kinks loosened a little bit and getting that kind of thing.
Exactly.
Right.
And that's why you'll see some pitchers get lit up in spring training.
Right.
And I heard Greg Maddux say this already. Maddux was saying, you know, in spring training, I'm getting my work in.
Right.
And he says, if I'm in a jam here and there, he says, I might throw a hitter a cookie. And that guy might think, oh, that's what he's going to throw me in a game situation. Uh-huh, and that's the last thing I'm going to throw him, you know. So they have a lot of mind games, but a lot of it is just getting the work in and staying healthy, you know, and going through, there was a ball hit to the right side today and Myers got over there and covered first base, getting the timing down and, you know, everybody, hitting the cutoff man and, you know, doing the little things that it takes to win games.
Sure. Yeah. I've noticed in a couple of games, I've actually been watching a few of the spring training games over MLB.tv and, it definitely seems the timing is a little bit off, but again, you know, don't no disrespect to the players at all because I realize it's the first couple of games of the season, of the spring training season that is, and, you know, they haven't played together. A lot of these players are minor league players who, you know, the first time they've been up in spring training, and I realize that, you know, this kind of thing happens. And again, you know, it was the Pittsburgh Pirates I was watching too, so, you know, you got to take that in consideration too.
So,
sorry, Todd.
Todd's not. Todd all over you.
Todd's not on the show, so I can say that. Maybe he'll hear it and he'll get me.
Hey, he'll get
me in another show.
Hey, the one other thing is I'm not out in Arizona yet, but I did see one of the guys that I saw in the Arizona Fall League had a breakout game talking about minor leaguers.
Who's that?
This kid named Ryan Braun, I guess. He had 2 home runs and a double.
Wow.
And was 4 for 5 in the opener out in the Cactus League.
Right.
And he's a top-notch prospect for the Brewers. But there again, Tom, you've got a kid who played all season in the minors last year, then he played fall ball, and now he's coming out to spring training trying to impress the brass and everything. And there's a guy that's going to be a little more hungry and want to get out there and show what he's got. Whereas some of these veterans, you know, they're just getting the timing down
right.
And getting ready. You know, they've got a job.
Yeah, it's important to realize that these players are, a lot of these players are out there for a couple of these different reasons. Like you said, the veterans are out there just to, you know, get the timing down, get the practice in. But these, you know, these minor leaguers, they're out there to, you know, show the brass that, you know, who that they've got something to, play, to show. So, you know, that, they're out there for a couple of different reasons and that might show in their play.
I did have to laugh though, because I'm going out to see the Phillies again on Sunday and they're playing the Yankees. And, the Philly, the security people and the ushers and all the people that I talked to, they're going, "You're coming out again on Sunday?" I said, "Yeah." They said, "We're playing the Yankees. You'll want to get here real early because you know those Yankee fans."
Oh, my gosh.
I had to laugh. I guess they've got a reputation, and even though it's spring training,
training? Oh, my God.
Yeah. I saw a T-shirt today that was kind of cute. There was a girl fan there, and she was wearing a T-shirt. It was a Yankee T-shirt, and it said "Got Melky," and on the back it had Cabrera.
Oh, that's funny.
So that was a pretty clever shirt. Well,
I'm looking forward to hearing about that game.
More
about the atmosphere and the fans, and then more than the game itself. Although it should be interesting.
Oh, I can hear it now. Let's go Yankees!
Let's go.
But tomorrow I'm going to be back out in Dunedin.
Okay.
Seeing the Blue Jays, and I'm not sure who they're playing. I think they're playing Tampa Bay, but I'm not really sure. And then I'll be out in Clearwater again on Sunday, so I'll give you a report on those teams.
If you see the Phillies and Yankees play, keep an eye out for a middle infielder called Chris Basak, B-A-S-A-K. He's a University of Illinois product.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And
I will look for him.
He's a second baseman or third baseman. He graduated, I think, in 2001. So keep an eye out for him. And speaking of, I'd like to give a shout out here for Chris Robinson and Jason Anderson, both of the University of Illinois, and they are on the Chicago Cubs and are in spring training right now. We interviewed Chris Robinson for our last show, And if anyone wants to listen to it, they can go to www.baseballzealotradio.com and take a listen to that. But I want to give a shout out to them. I wish them good luck for spring training. Hope everything's going well for them. I noticed that Jason Anderson came into the game yesterday and kind of got lit out. So, well, hang in there, Jason. I think things will work themselves out.
Very good. All the best to the Illini.
Yeah, right. Yeah. They are playing tonight. And the last I heard, I checked the game tracker, it was Illinois 6 and Sam Houston State 2. So they're looking for their first win. So let's go Illinois.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool. I'm really hoping for that, for first win. So anyway, anything else you wanted to talk about for tonight?
No, that's about it. I'll give you a full rundown on the games that I see and what I pick up down here. I'll be happy to pass along to our listeners.
Pick me up a baseball cap if you would. Anything that you pick up, I'll pay the bucks. It's good talking to you, Ted. I hope to talk to you soon. If you want to check out our website, our website is www.baseballzealotradio.com. Our phone line, if you want to give us a call and leave a voicemail, we may be play it on the radio. Our phone number is 217-883-4571. And of course, we can always take emails. Our email address is feedback@baseballzealotradio.com. Ted, any last words?
No, thank you very much.
Thank you, Ted.
To get the word out, and we'll be in touch, okay?
All right, yeah, definitely be in touch. We'll talk to you later, okay? Thanks, Ted.
Bye-bye.